Forces news,
events,
stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
VFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
From some
Germany.
The commander of the NATO headquarters in the Netherlands, who support the International Security Assistance Force ISAF in Afghanistan, says recent violence in the country will not affect the withdrawal of international forces by the end of 2014. German General Wolf Langheld says recent tragic incidents will have no effect on the planned transition to Afghan National Security Forces.
These events where so many people are killed are of grave concern for us, of course. On the other hand, we can see that all Taliban attacks have concentrated on their own Afghan people and not so much on ISAF. So the transition process will not be influenced by this. We try the utmost to prevent these kind of events in the future, but I think that they will not have any kind of impact.
Afghan forces will soon be responsible for 75% of the country's population, but skeptics fear the pace of transition may prove overwhelming for the fledgling force, with its recent spate of insider attacks and 1 in 10 Afghan soldiers either absent without leave or considered deserters.
Let's not talk about soldiers being absent, because this happens in every army in the world, but these so-called insider attacks, or as we call it, green on blue, they are of great concern. Every soldier that we lose as a result of these insider attacks is a tragedy in itself. The military and political leadership in Afghanistan takes this very, very serious, and we have to concentrate not so much on green on blue, but to green and blue, because we have tens of thousands of good examples where Afghan soldiers and ISAF soldiers are working together on a very professional basis, and they rely on each other.
International forces are to switch from their current combat role to a purely training mission at the end of 2014. But thereafter, some fear Taliban and insurgent forces may seize the opportunity to regain power.
If there is any kind of threat from the resurgent Taliban, I think at that moment, the Afghan security forces, whether it is the army or the police, will be prepared to counter these threats.
ISAF will continue to support the Afghan security forces post-transition in its mission to protect Afghanistan and its people. Roe Booker for BFBS at Joint Force Command HQ in Brunson.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it.
Email
germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.